mocktails, those non-alcohol drinks, are you yay or are you nay?
Well, speaking of faith, I'm agnostic. I really want to know more.
Well, we will talk more because many of our listeners are on Team Dry January, going no alcohol for the month. If avoiding alcohol is on your list, there is someone we're going to introduce you to. Kathy Gunst is on our show regularly here in our resident chef. Kathy, welcome back.
Thank you, Scott. Hi, Robin.
And hi. And you've talked about this before, you know, non-alcoholic cocktails, mocktails. We know that in the industry, people are making non-alcoholic beer and, you know, non-alcoholic wine. But this is cocktails you can make, and they're on restaurant and bar menus. So start with your impression of them.
Well, most of the non-alcoholic drinks that I order at bars are fabulous, but they're very complex, and they have a long list of ingredients, and I'm constantly asking bartenders, what's that? I've never heard of this. I've met all these different spirits and bitters and non-alcoholic drinks, and I thought there's got to be a very simple way to put this together, because non-alcoholic beer and wine are on the rise. Mm-hmm. The non-alcoholic beers are just fabulous, and the wines have come along. They're a lot better than they used to be. You can now buy tequila, vodka, and other alcohol-free spirits, so it's become easier than ever to enjoy a drink without alcohol.
Good.
All right. Well, Kathy, you have brought your suggestions, as always, and one on your list is a citrus ginger sour. Ooh, it sounds like the beach in January.
That's not a bad idea. I started with the idea of a whiskey sour, kind of that flavor profile. And as I experimented, the drink kind of veered closer to a citrus ginger. So I used fresh lemon juice, but lime works equally well. Then I made what's called a simple syrup, which is boiling sugar and water. And I added fresh chopped ginger to that. And then you strain it. And then I got this brilliant idea of frothing that. So I used the wand on my cappuccino machine. You could also use
froth.
One of those one of those freestanding $10 frothers that you can find, or you could shake it in a cocktail shaker. You want to get it kind of frothy, and then I poured that onto a glass of ice, and I added ginger beer and a lemon or an orange or a lime slice as a garnish. So super simple, but it really felt sophisticated, and I thought, wow, I could really get hooked on this.
Isn't that that's what's important, that you want to feel some sophistication about it. I was going to say, I've used a frother on my hot chocolate, but this gives
absolutely.
You...
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how about a margarita?
How about a margarita? So in this case, I took the flavor profile of a margarita. I made another simple syrup, this one using fresh mint, which you can find in grocery stores. And that's the sweet element. And then I mixed that with fresh lime juice, fresh orange juice. Then I added seltzer or tonic and ice. But here's the twist. I took a cocktail glass and I moistened it with some of the citrus juice. And then I put on a plate a spice mixture called tagine, which is a Mexican spice mixture. In LA, you see it sprinkled over tropical fruits. It combines dried chilies, dehydrated lime, and sea salt. It's got this brilliant orange chili flavor. So you have this spicy, salty rim, and then you have this gorgeous drink with, and you'll notice, I'm really relying on winter citrus and fruit in these drinks because we want them to taste fresh and bright, and we don't want to be sipping them going, man, I wish there was tequila in this, which you might think, but they're really, really flavorful.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of fresh, Kathy, you last on your list is a mango pineapple coconut colada.
Oh, man.
Now you're taking us to Tahiti here.
Yeah, well, any beach, anywhere. I mean, I just like dream of that idea. But in this case, I took a fresh mango, which is in season, cut it into chunks, fresh pineapple chunks, coconut milk, and then coconut water, which you can find everywhere. And then I added some of that ginger simple syrup, or you could use the mint, and ice cubes, and I whirl it all up in a blender. or a food processor, and you can make it thick like a smoothie, or you can thin it out with a little more coconut water so that it's more like an actual drink. And I put a wedge of pineapple on the side. Garnishes are important because you want that total look of a cocktail without thinking about what you're missing.
Oh, boy, I mean, I could drink a pitcher of that without anything in it. And I'm looking at all of this, and when you said, you know, it could be like a smoothie or something. It could be any of these. You just put some ice cream or some yogurt in it. But I know that's not
Absolutely.
What we're going for. But
no,
anyway.
No, it could be breakfast. I mean, what's fascinating is that with millennials and Gen Zs, in a recent Gallup poll, 60% of adults under 35 say they drink alcohol, but that's down from 72% 2 decades
wow.
ago.
Wow.
So this trend is not really going away.
Good.
And I think, yeah, the more that we can come up with interesting, creative drinks, I say cheers.
Yep, yep.
Cheers to you, Kathy Gunn's Chironow resident chef. And we'll have all the recipes at chironow.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you both.